Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for your support.
Wow.
Well,
they really love to support us, Brother Oscar.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow, that's wonderful. Wonderful. Yes, welcome is, to Block Talk Radio Show, Chatting from the World. Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
Much love.
Much,
we really appreciate it.
Much.
Thank you, everyone. That is wonderful. Yes, sir. And it is 65 degrees and sunny here in Richmond, California, San Francisco Bay Area. It is April 22nd, 2019. And we are thanking everyone, all our listening audience, for chatting in, Chatting from the Word program. Thank you for tuning in today. And with Brother Chris and Brother Oscar, how you doing out there in Ohio, my friend?
I am blessed, Brother Chris. I'm blessed to be alive for another day. The Lord allow us to see, giving us a second chance of making it right with Him. And here in Miami, bro, we having some good, beautiful weather too. I was just out in it, and it was beautiful. And they say we're supposed to get up to 75 today. But I believe it when I see it and feel it, Brother Chris. And we are having some good weather here.
That's right. Yeah, it says it's supposed to be it's 11:06 Pacific time, 11:06 a.m. here in California. And it's supposed to be high today. It's supposed to be 79. And it's supposed to be sunny all through the week, too. And then the low tonight will be 55 degrees in San Francisco area, Bay Area. So we're grateful to God. We thank God for giving us this great weather, sunny weather, Brother Oscar. But we know, regardless, the Lord is good. Not
yes,
some
he
of
is.
The time, but He's good in the morning, afternoon. And when the sun goes down, he's still good.
Yes, he is, Brother Chris. And like you say, if you got the Son of God, regardless of what's happening on the outside, His sun's shining every day because you have the Son of God. Praise the Lord.
Right. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's good. I'm glad that we made it through it was a tough week last week, and you know, as you alluded to, we expressed our condolences to both sides of the family, to your family, and to the event of the passing of one of your sisters, and then your nephew Cliff, and we also, you know, my side of the family as well. So, but the Lord is good, regardless, Brother Oscar. You know, we just
He is.
You know, we have a turbulence that come in our life, and you know, in one form or another. But the Lord, you know, He's guiding us to get through it, and as long as we keep our trust in Him, He will make a way for us to be able to bear it, to bear these bumps in the road of life.
Amen. And that what the psalmist says: I've never seen a righteous of Satan, or his seed beg for bread. As long as we keep our hand in His hand, everything's going to be all right. Now, not saying that you're not going to have no tribulations, as you just said, or storms. But when you have Jesus Christ, He helped you to bear the storm just a little bit better. Because He gave you that, Brother Chris, He gave you that inner peace that man can't give you.
Right.
He gave you that inner peace. And that's the beautiful part about being in Jesus Christ.
And let us continue to pray for religious people in different parts of the world. As you know, there was another shooting and church burnings in India, the country of India, this past weekend, and it killed over 200 people. So, this onslaught of the devil and all these extremists and whether they're Muslim or whatever, but we got to pray for people because, you know, even if they're not members of the Church of Christ, that they still a precious soul. They still
That's
being
right,
impacted. And we got to remember that. We Yeah, it could happen to anybody, any one of us.
Yes,
and,
it can.
So let us
yes,
keep.
It can.
Let us keep those people have been impacted by all this terrorism and vandalism type of criminal acts. Let us pray for their families, and we express our condolences to people throughout the world in these different regions where these events have occurred.
Amen, Brother Chris. I didn't know nothing about that. I'm glad you said something on the air about it. But you know what? Things like that happen. It should build our faith. I hope it does build some of our faith. But some of us who truly don't have faith, maybe it won't build our faith because some doubt. Some say how there can be a God when this and that is happening. But things happen
right.
like that at times to build our faith because sometimes we don't recognize God testing us to check our faith to see how faithful we will be. But of course, we're going to play our first selection. We're going to play "I'm Glad
Sounds
I
good.
Know You or Him" by the Committed A Cappella Chorus. I'm glad
Amen.
I know him. I am glad.
Got to know him.
Yes, sir. Got to. Here you go.
Amen.
Has no power to fight you.
That was Committed Acapella Chorus. I'm glad I know him. And he gave his life. I'm glad I know him too, Brother Chris, because if you don't know Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, man, you're in trouble if you don't know him. So we hope our listeners love to get to know him, the author and the finisher of our faith, Brother Chris.
That's right. That is exactly right. You got to know him.
Got to, Brother Chris. You got to, because when this old life is over with, Brother Chris, I want to be able to go on to heaven and be my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Father through all eternity. Revelation says you get up there, we don't need no sun, because the Son of God going to shine his light on everybody, Brother Chris.
That's right. Yeah, I was just thinking about what you just said. If you don't know him, if you don't know God, then how do you determine whether you have eternal life or not? Because this life is in his Son, so you got to know him.
That's right.
1 John chapter 5, verse 10-11. Yeah.
That's right. That determines it. If you know him, and if you know him, you will have a good relationship with him. I think I said this morning on my last show on YouTube. I said that if you don't study your word, if you don't study your Bible, how you going to get to know him? I mean, and I asked the question, when was the last time that many of you read your Bible? And I said, if it's been over a year, that's too long. It's just like you're talking to your wife, and you haven't talked with your wife over a year. How are you going to get to know Jesus if you don't communicate with him, my friend? We must communicate with our Savior. He died on the cross for us. He's worth communicating
Amen.
With.
Amen. Brother, if you don't talk to your wife in a year, boy, you guys ain't going to last.
You're in trouble, boy.
You in big trouble, my friend. There's something terribly wrong with that relationship.
Yes, too much wrong with it, Brother Chris. Too much wrong
Amen.
With it.
Amen. That's wonderful.
If you want to call in, I'll call in number 657-383-0883. That's our call
Amen.
In number. If you want to talk to myself or Brother Chris, or just listen to the show, the number is 657-383-0883. Do me a favor. Write this number down. Write it down so maybe tomorrow, if you haven't called in today, you can call in tomorrow and just chat with us. And as I've been talking about, I started a new segment for the show, and I've been, Brother Chris, been throwing around some ideas. I wrote some ideas down. Just call it Telling Your Stories. Mm-hmm. Telling Your Stories. And I came up with that title, and I thought maybe I can do better. I don't know. But if our audience, listening audience, have a idea of what to title the segment, let us know. Send us an email, or you can call us on the air right now with your title. So if you got a title that you want to call the new segment, and on the new segment, we're going to be dealing with the experiences of other Christians, and they can help us to go through our storm a little bit better. Sometimes experiences
right.
can work in your favor. But if we don't have
That's
anyone
right.
to share our experiences with, to teach them, man, that's something else, Brother Chris.
That's important. I think that's going to be an important segment of our program on Blog Talk Radio from Chatting from the Word, Brother Oscar, because how can we help one another if we don't share our testimony with one another,
Amen.
Empower each other to share our experiences with other Christians, then how they get this idea that maybe this Christian life is too high for them to obtain. Because
that's right.
if we don't really, you know, they have this kind of a idea that maybe is just unattainable.
And
we don't want to discourage. We don't want to discourage, especially new converts that come into the church. So they need all the support that we got to wrap our arms around them until they start growing, and then they can get some strength in the Word of God and then stand on their own, you know. And we got to be concerned about these matters in the body of Christ, because all of us have something to share with one another that we can help each other in these areas, because whether you experience traumatic events in your life, or whether you dealt with racism, whether you dealt with some kind of forms of evil, you've been mistreated, you come from a very dysfunctional background or something like that. It's a lot of people that are going through different stages of their life in the body of Christ that have different tough situations that they're faced with. And we need to be there. That's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that no one can say, I have no need of you. The arm can't tell hand, I have no need of thee. Neither can the legs tell the feet, I have no need of thee, because they all of us have a function in the body of Christ, and we to minister to each other. That's part of our calling, too.
I remember, and I ain't going to take too long to say this. I remember when I was a young minister, it was an old lady at the church. Her name was Sister Cotton. Brother Chris, I'll never forget her, because I was going through my changes. Sister Cotton, she was like 104 years old then. But she didn't go out. But she said, Brother Oscar, let me tell you something. Don't worry about it. Just pray about it. Pray about everything, because you'd be surprised what these elders have went through. They went through something too, but you see them now, the elders doing well spiritually, teaching and everything else. She said, Brother Oscar, we all go through something. You will be surprised. We've been through
that.
Good.
And since we on this subject matter of relationship, I know we're going to time is kind of moving, but I just want to briefly say, if God's will, I want to touch on a little bit on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. You know, that subject matter, Brother Oscar, is almost silent in the churches of Christ right now, because you don't hear too many brethren talking about that subject matter because it's so emotionally charged. Even the preachers have a lot of marital problems at times, you know.
Sure,
and you don't hear hardly nobody talk about marriage no more.
Because we all have problems. We all have problems.
Right.
And if you love your wife, you know what? Love has its moments. Love has its difficulties, and love is not going to be easy. Marriage, you got to work at it. And some people, I guess, they're not willing to work at it. They won't throw in the towel before everything is said and done. They just say, it's over with. But you know what? If you love your wife, you're going to go through something. Husband, you're going to go through something. Wife, you're going to go through something. But pray about everything. Study the Bible together and learn together. And that's the way it's supposed to be, Brother Chris.
And I think the reason why people stay away from that, and I know we got to get going in the program for the sake of time, to our listening, I think the reason why is because, so many relationships, you got to question whether they're scripturally or they authorized marriages.
That's right.
And I think a lot of people don't want to touch on that because they probably don't want to be sued or taken to court when there's proof that they shouldn't really be married legally.
Imagine two or three people at the same time.
Something
like that does occur, Brother Chris. It occurs.
Right.
And innocently done. It occurs and stuff like that. We want to play our next selection before prayer. After this selection, we will have our prayer time. We want to play Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. Redeemed. My soul is anchored in the Lord. And here we go. Amen. Amen. Redeemed that my soul has been anchored in the Lord. And that's why all our souls need to be anchored in the Lord, because storms are coming. And if your soul is anchored in the Lord, it will withstand the 100 or 150 miles an hour winds that come with those storms. So get anchored in Jesus Christ is the best thing you can do in today's time, my friend. Now, let me remind our audience, if they want to share their experiences with our listeners, let us know. Let us know. Call in. Leave us a message below the show. And let us know that you want to come on, and we'll let you know how it is done. Just let us know. Right now, we have prayer time. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 121, "In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me." Brother Chris.
Let's go to the throne of God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for another day in this world that we live in, Father. We pray for the victims of violent crime, those that have been impacted by terrorism and vandalism, Father, in all parts of our world, especially over in India at this time. We pray, Father, for the victims. We express our sincere condolences to the families that have been impacted in the loss of life, Father, loved ones, through these traumatic events, Father. We pray, bless them, Father, to get through this tragedy at this time, Father. We pray also for the healing, Father, for all people throughout the world, Father, especially those that are of the household of faith, Father. We pray for the York family. We pray for my family and all our relatives. Bless them in a wonderful way, Father, that they will see that you care for them, Father, and that they can look to you for your wisdom and for direction for their lives. We pray for all our leaders around the world, those that are in high places. We pray for President Donald Trump. We pray, Father, for him and his administration. We pray that they will legislate laws and policies that will make for tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all men. We pray, Father, for those that are incarcerated. We pray, Father, for those that have wrongly been convicted of crimes, that, Father, that you can work through the justice system and they can get their sentence overturned. And Father, that justice will be served and then they will glorify you and thank you for the event of their changing, Father, the outcome of their lives. We pray, Father, for those that have fallen away from church fellowship. We ask that, Father, you allow them a space and time that they can see the need to come back to the fold before it's eternally too late to renew their allegiance to Christ. And Father, and also to the church and faithfulness to the to serving you, Father, and working out their salvation through Christ with fear and trembling. And this is our prayer for all, Father, all people that are going through different struggles in their life. We pray for them. We pray for us all, Father, and that, Father, that you can help us to have all of us have a brighter outcome. And this is our prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that prayer, Brother Chris. Well done. And we hope our listeners prayed along with them. We hope Brother Chris prayed for something that you are struggling with. Let me remind our listeners that they are listening to Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word, with your hosts is Brother Oscar York and Brother Chris Edwards, where we are putting a snap in your Christian world.
Amen.
I love that.
Definitely give us a snap.
Two snaps up.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. All right. At this time, we always ask for sponsorship, and you can sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word. We hope that you can. We don't ask for that much, $1, $10, $15, right. $20, whatever your finances can bear to give. Sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word. If you are enjoying the things that we are saying on the air and the music that we're playing, if we're putting a snap in your Christian walk, support us here at Chatting from the Word. And churches, you can get involved too. If we have put a snap in your members' walk, Christian walk, even if we have put joy in your life and you have preached some of the most dynamic sermon that you ever preached, put us in your budget.
That's right.
For 2019. You know where to send the money. I'm on PayPal. I have a PayPal account. You can send my PayPal account if you want to give something. You can always contact me. I'm on Facebook. I have an email address, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And I do have a webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And you can leave a line or two there. But while you're at my website, I do have a bookstore. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books are $43. You know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power.
Power. That's
yes,
right.
Sir. Brother Chris.
That's right. Brother Chris, you can reach me at lowercase e0615@gmail.com. You can also reach me, Brother Oscar and myself, on Facebook and also on Messenger 24/7. And also we have an account together, Brother Oscar and I. We're on LinkedIn.com. So, and also you can reach me on Instagram. So either one of these social media network platforms, you can reach us, both Oscar and myself, and let us know what you think of the program, Chatting from the Word on Blog Talk Radio. And we'd love to hear your comments. And if you have any constructive criticism that we'd like to share with us, or you are encouraged by the program, you'd like to let us know what you think of the program, and you have any kind of religious questions that you want answered, we are going to do the very best we can, Oscar and I, to get clarification from the Word of God, because we as members of the Churches of Christ, we believe in the accuracy, the validity, the prophecy, and the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God. So we are going to get clarification from Thus Saith the Lord. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. That is correct. I had something to say. I forgot. When you get my age, you forget. I was going to say it, but I forgot. But I want to let my listeners know, Brother Chris is going to do the message today. But before he do the message, get your Bibles out so that you can study along with him. That's right. So that you can know where he's talking about and coming from. So get them out, get them all out, so that you can be ready to study along with our brother Chris today. He's going to be talking about heaven, part one. And you can add the scripture reading for that would be Ezekiel 47:8-12. Now we're going to play our next selection. This is a short one. No, it's not short. That's very simple. It's kind of short.
Right.
A true good man ministry. I can sing about heaven. I can sing about heaven. We can sing about heaven because that's one place we want to go, Brother Chris. And here
that's correct.
Yes, sir.
Let it roll.
That's it.
Oh,
I can sing about heaven and future in ministry. And here's Brother Chris with Heaven Part 1. Brother
Chris. We certainly thank y'all, everybody, for tuning in to Block Talk Radio today on program Chatting from the Word. We thank you. And it's always a pleasure to bring a little short lessons on this program with the time that we have allotted to us. And we're going to open up in Ezekiel chapter 47. And I'm going to start from verse 8 to about verse 10 to expedite time. This is a vision that was given to Ezekiel the prophet by the Lord. And it says in verse 8 of chapter 47, "Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and to go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed." Verse 9, "And it came to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. For everything shall live whither the river cometh." Verse 10, "And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from Engedi and even unto Eneglin. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, and the fish of the great sea exceeding many." Just for a short period of our time for the topic under consideration today, the part one of heaven, we're going to look into, first of all, I have some points I'd like to interject, very important points. So listen, first of all, our mind is finite when it comes to the greatness of God. The concept of spiritual bliss with God is profound. To tap into the eternal God and to the glorifying wonders awaiting the faithful, is heaven worth persevering for in the Christian life? And are we prepared to go into the eternity with the hosts of heaven? Are we ready for our transformation from corruptible to incorruptible? As we just read in our scripture under consideration, this passage, where it says Engedi, which is an ancient Hebrew word for the goats of the pasture that roam, this was a a town on the coastal, western coastal shore of the Dead Sea in ancient Judah. And also, we need to realize that where it says Ineglin, that is actually another Aramaic ancient Hebrew term for the Dead Sea. As you may or may not know, this is the south along the Jordan Valley and Jordan Rift as far as the this salty sea becomes fresh and able to sustain life so that the fishermen can fish there. That's what this vision is talking about, because this Dead Sea is very salty, and the Dead Sea is 25% salty. It's one of the most saltiest places on the earth compared to the Great Salt Lake, as we may know, near Salt Lake City, Utah, here in the USA, or the Salton Sea in Southern California are considered one of the most saltiest places where nothing living, any fish can live there, because it's just too salty for them to sustain life. Well, in this vision, God is going to show that he's going to cause this water to become pure, and God will provide immeasurable life to renew, to regenerate, to restore, and to resurrect life. And this is the concept that Ezekiel was seeing in his vision, that God was making a distinction of how this salty place is going to become purified, because God is going to perform this in for all of us, those that are faithful, to be able to experience. This is an encouragement. What kind of encouragement is this to the patience and the faithfulness of the saints? Because through all our sufferings here on earth shall work out for them who are faithful, and that will experience the eternal weight in glory. Heaven is mentioned throughout the Greek New Testament, or throughout the Bible, especially in the Greek New Testament, 20 times in New Testament books, and occurs 261 times throughout the Bible. See, we need to realize that flesh and blood cannot enter into the heavenly portals of God. Even when Christ's ascension, after he arisen from the dead, when he was with the disciples on the Mount of Olives, before he went and the angels came, said to the disciples that he shall come in like manner as you see him go. You notice when he went up that he had to be transformed, because no flesh and blood cannot enter into the heavenly portals of God. So when we think of heaven, we must think that heaven is the abode of God. Yes, it's in the sky, but heaven is, in relating to us, is just extreme spiritual joy and a immeasurable quality in communionship with God. And that is what we are all striving to obtain after this life is over, or in our transformation, if the Lord comes back in our lifetime. We all are looking to experience this great wonder, because we're all going to be transformed if we're faithful in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And even if we die before he comes, and part of the general resurrection, we're going to be transformed and meet the Lord in the air, as the scripture says, and that is going to be something to behold. Revelation, I'm going to go ahead and finish in Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 4, in the Apocalypse of the Apostle John. While he was exiled on the island of Patmos, he was able to see in a vision provided by the angel of the Lord the things that were going to come in the future. And in verse 1 through 4 of chapter 21 of Revelation, it says, "And I saw a new heaven and new earth. Well, the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for his husband. And the husband, as we know, is the body of Christ. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Isn't that wonderful, Brother Oscar?
Very much so, Brother Chris.
We're going
Thank
to
Lord.
See that. And with that, we're going to give our invitation to our listeners, those that are tuning in to the program. Out of consideration, we're going to give you an opportunity to respond to the gospel of Christ. You know that Jesus died for, according to the scriptures, and was buried and rose again on the third day, according to the scriptures. Having heard the word, do you believe that? Of course you do, because you wouldn't listen to this program if you didn't believe in Jesus Christ and as a risen Savior. With that, are you willing to repent of your sins like the Apostle Paul had made known to those Grecian philosophers on Mars Hill in Athens, Greece, when he told them that this unknown God you have been ignorantly worshiping, I want to reveal to you that he has overlooked your ignorance, but now and he's commanded every man everywhere to repent, Acts chapter 17, verse 30. If you're willing to repent and turn to God and change your attitude about your life and surrender your will to Christ, then are you willing to acknowledge the sweetest name on mortal tongue, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that you're willing to submit and commit your life to him? If that be the case, then you are willing to be baptized for remission of sins, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And the first gospel sermon preached by the Apostle Peter on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Be like Saul of Tarsus when Ananias, the disciple of Jesus, told him, why are you tarrying? Arise. Don't wait. Get yourself baptized. Get your sins washed away, calling on the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. And that to be in the body of Christ is to be in Christ, to be baptized into Christ. For we're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. To be, Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27, to put on Christ is to be added to the New Testament church. You have contacted the blood of Christ in the watery grave of baptism, immersion. Is completely covered in water. You contact the blood of Christ, and with that, when you are contact the blood of Christ, you are cleansed, because the church is purchased by the blood of Christ, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, and that you are have a clean slate, and that every sin you committed has been forgiven, and the Lord will add you to his church and give you the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you and guide you through the word of God, and to be a comforter for you, and it's your seal, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. So we got to have that. We got to have that banner in our soul in the blood of Christ, because he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is right, Brother Chris. And let me say this, Brother Chris. You alluded to this earlier in 1 Corinthians 15. And the verse is 50. Paul said, now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. And then Paul said, behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpets and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Praise the Lord, Brother Chris.
Amen.
I don't know about you listeners,
right,
but I can't wait for the
get. I can't wait. Hey, Brother Oscar, Delta Airlines and United American ain't got nothing on that.
Hey, man, nothing at all. Because you know what, Chris, we can't take that. Like you said, we're going
right.
to be going up. We're going to be going up.
We ain't coming back now. That's right.
No, who wants to? Oh, boy.
Amen. All right. Well, you go ahead and close us out, my brother. You got a couple of minutes.
Okay, Brother Chris. We enjoyed that message, Brother Chris. Heaven. And
right.
I believe Brother Chris is going to come back maybe tomorrow. With
Thursday.
You got part two to that? You have part two, right?
Yeah, I got part two. Yeah, I got part two.
And
sure.
He's going to come back with part two of that message, Heaven. And I want my listeners to be prepared to hear part two, because if it was good like it was today, it would be good then. So just be ready, get ready, and be prepared to hear another dynamic sermon. And I don't know about you, my listeners, but one day I'll be glad to be going on home.
And you know, that'll be wonderful, Brother Oscar, because we'll be in spirit form, after, like in the image of Christ. We don't know what that
Amen.
Is, but we'll be able to identify each other in that new body, that new spiritual
Amen,
body that's eternal. And we'll be able, that'll be, man, that's a joy, that's unspeakable
beautiful.
Joy.
and you know what most people worry about, Brother Chris? If we get up there, will we be able to recognize our loved ones? But you know what? We're going
right.
to be so happy. We're going to be worried about that.
Right.
I'm going to be so
right,
happy. I'll,
right.
be I'll be rejoicing.
Because all that's going to be wiped away. The current life and all the struggles and the suffering and the pain, all that's going to be gone. So we're going to be
Amen.
Too elated with joy.
I know
yeah,
I am.
We're just going to be. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let's go.
Amen.
Let's get on out of here, real Chris. Let me pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, I be thy name. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. We hope and pray that our listeners got the message and they will add the message to their life and become more better citizens for the kingdom. We pray that each listener will have a good day today. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen.
Brother
Chris,
goodbye, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow. And it was nice chatting right. with you from Chatting from the Word.
Amen. Bye-bye. Keep the faith, everybody.
Amen.
God bless. All right. See you, my brother.